Blog Talk Radio.
Bodies have been
found. How do you learn to fall off a 24 mile?
It may have been broken in half.
I thought Shane might have been knocked out.
Dislocated my right shoulder.
I think I broke my tailbone.
Neck's broken.
I ruptured a disc, which fragmented into my spine column.
In 2 years, ended in an instant. Yes, this is entertainment, but the hazards are real.
How's he even able to stand? Trainers, EMTs, referees down.
No matter who you are, whatever you do, please, don't try this at home.
It's another day. Summer. It's getting hot. I'm your host for the moment. My friend Jimmy's around here somewhere. We're doing a little test show. I want to talk about all those great things. And we think about great things. We think about the great men that did them. Of course, I'm talking about pro wrestling. Not the stuff on television. Not the big boys and the spandex and the sequins. We're talking about the rough and tumble fellas out there, the guys in the pro wrestling, the ring with the elbow drops and the DDTs, and the chair, you take it, you take the chair to the face, you love it, it's fantastic, and it just keeps going on and on. In the weeks and months to come, we're hoping here, the Jimmy Skills Show, we'll be bringing in some of the incredible workers slash promoters out there plying their craft in the Pacific Northwest. It's getting hot, as hot as the action at so many shows every weekend. You can't go more than 200 miles, and there's wrestling going on right there in your face. Some of the folks we're wanting to listen to have on the show later in the weeks and months to come. Of course, we would be remiss to not add NWWA's Andrew Watson to bring his particular code of conduct, his vision for pro wrestling that he's brought to NWWA. And you can't forget Tex Thompson doing so much work over in BCW. It's amazing. The action what's going on there every Sunday. We're talking about Portland, Portland, Washington, Portland, Oregon. Can't have a Portland, Washington. It's crazy. I know. Wrestling, it just inspires you. Also, in Washington, as I mentioned, we have Northwest Pro, hoping to bring J.D. Mason onto the show sometime to call in, pick his brain, find out what it's like. The young man from his pinnacle glory days, now fighting out in the rough and tumble no man's land of Northwest Pro. And we would be remiss if we did not mention two stellar talents and characters that have been friends and enemies for years now. I'm talking firstly of SCW's Ron Von Hess and the ever enigmatic mystery wrapped in enigma, wrapped in a riddle, wrapped in basil, Kevin Brandt, who's just doing incredible stuff. You can't put Kevin down. You never know where Kevin Brandt's going to be. A call-in number for this test show, I shouldn't even give it. I doubt you're listening unless you were hoping I was going to say your name. Like I said, my good friend Jimmy called me up earlier. And he said to me, bro, because we're close like that, I need you to grab a cell phone, do a little talking, So I'm going to be doing some talking on the Blog Talk Radio tonight for a little half hour, 30 minutes, just a bare slip of a time. I mean, that's all we have is time. The call-in number for this new fangled dashboard is 516-387-1776. That's that sounds imaginary, I know, but it's a number. You call in, I'll put you on the air. We'll talk about wrestling or comic books or something, anything. Right now, I want to bring you back to what I consider one of the best WWE promos ever. I don't like to talk about the WWE because they spend plenty of money on their own. When you got so many indie guys just trying to scratch the surface, here is what is considered the best WWE promo ever, according to YouTube, during a 30-second search.
We'll meet each other, determine the number one contender for the WWF Championship, and the winner will get a shot Thursday night on SmackDown against the champion, Kurt Angle.
Hold on 1 second, Mitchell Cole. This is not an interesting situation. This is Raw! Is Jericho! And what that means is...
Finally, The Rock has come back to Boston! You know, The Rock says that tonight's the night!
You don't give a Brahma bull ass what The Rock has to say. You with your unibrow and your just bring it! Bring what? A vomit bag? A fig Newton? Or how about a Y2J telling you to shut the hell up?
Wait a minute, J.R.
All that matters is tonight, Y2J will become the number one contender for the WWF.
So let The Rock understand this. Y2J, tonight, you actually think that you're going to become the number one contender for the WWF title?
Not just think.
It doesn't matter what you think! The only thing that matters is tonight...
No, Rock. You're wrong. The only thing that matters is that I've tasted the WWF Championship. And I know what it tastes like, and I love it, and I want it again. And the only thing that matters is that the coffee-fearing Kane is not in this arena to spoil my chances. And the only thing that matters more than anything else is the fact that every single Jericho-holic in this arena and watching at home wants to see the WWF Championship around my waist again. If you smell what Y2J is cooking. Oh my God!
Smell what Y2J is cooking? You ask The Rock to smell what you're cooking? Well, let's just say, for argument's sake, that The Rock does indeed smell what you're cooking. Because The Rock will try anything one time. So here it goes. Yes, there it is. Indeed, The Rock does smell what you're cooking. And quite frankly, Chris Jericho, what you're cooking smells like 100%. Grade A, money back guarantee, one big bucket of Canadian moose. You see, Chris Jericho, you come out here and you run your mouth about how you tasted WWF gold. But the fact of the matter is that The Rock has lived WWF gold. And The Rock will be putting it down on anybody who stands in his way. So whether it's you, Chris Jericho, Chris Jericho's daddy, Chris Jericho's mama, Uncle Joe Jericho with the glass eye, or maybe it's Grandpa Jimmy Jack Jericho with the iron lung, or hell, it might be even Grandma Jezebel Jericho with the double X dirty patty. The only thing that matters, Chris Jericho, is we have one big family reunion. You bring them all so The Rock can take his hand and lay it to smack it down on all their candy asses. And what you fail to realize is this, Chris Jericho, when it's all said and done, all the dust has settled, all the smoke has cleared. And The Rock has done whipping that candy ass. And The Rock goes on to become number one contender for the WWF title. And The Rock goes on to become WWF champion. You, Y2J, and the entire Y2J family will never, ever be the same again. It's Rock Jericho.
All right, we're back. And we're live, and I've got a caller in the queue, and I don't know how to get the queue open. It's crazy. I haven't been on this in years and years, and I can't figure out where it is. Let me do this. I'm pushing a button. You know, the thing about a 30-minute show is you never know what's going to happen. It's crazy. I know. It's like pro wrestling. What we're doing, I've got Rocky Classic on the line. As soon as I find where I can activate him, and there he'll be. Maybe it's in live chat. I don't know. I'm checking. Once again, a test show. Come on, give me some sound or something. Play another song. I'm not afraid to do that. Nothing. Please stand by. Hold on a sec. Let's turn on the sound. Are you there, Rock? Rock's not there. We back it up some more. All of you are very important to me. I never want you to think that you're not welcome on the Jimmy Skills Show. So if I have some difficulty getting on, it's because I generally don't know what I'm doing. And that's one of them. Rocky Classic. I don't think I'm going to be able to have any kind of guests on tonight because it looks like I can't activate it. So what we're going to do, we're going to play some more bullshit. Well, I figured out how to work this out. Rocky Classic, we're going to schedule a show for you in the next 2 days. Let's do Sunday night. We'll do it early. And we'll get you on, even if we have to rebroadcast from being attacked by my cigarettes. So, fans, for the next 16 minutes, please enjoy some pre-processed WWE shit for you. And I'm going to try to figure out how to get people active on the show. This has been Jimmy's friend and yours saying, we'll figure it out.
I'm not a superstar. I think John Laurinaitis wants me back to bring some legitimacy into the WWE. There isn't anybody.
Let's do something different. Come on, where is it?
Never descend the Olympic Glade. Melt your mood with our Hawaiian breeze fragrance. Feel relaxed. Feel
great. Right. Just now. Not just you, Wade Barrett. Every single one of you. I take you down. So I'm warning you right now. This is your last chance. Shake my hand. Or I promise you, you are going to face some very, very severe consequences. Your action, you will now face all members of the Nexus Wing.